Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lot of people are watching the stock market today after the Dow and S&P had their worst days of the year yesterday. Both fell around 1% for the first time in 5 months, and that has raised questions about whether the so-called Trump bump may be ending. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we don't want to put too much emphasis on one day in the stock market, but what's behind that drop? What are investors seeing that caused concern?
Yeah, has the Trump bump turned into a Trump slump?
Oh,
that's the headline and all the banners we're seeing,
right? The nice thing about Trump is that he rhymes with everything.
Exactly. Makes our job easy. I mean, yeah, there is skepticism over whether the Trump administration can accomplish everything they have out there. But that has been in place, I would say, from almost the election. I think this has more to do with the fact that we rallied so far, so fast on what one of my favorite traders calls hopium, right? We started writing about this on CNN Money about a month ago, and even the most bullish analysts we were talking to were saying, listen, we need a consolidation period. 109 days without a 1% pullback is just not sustainable. So a lot of people were looking for this.
Well, and some people are pointing to what President Trump said on Monday. He said that there won't be any tax cuts until Obamacare is repealed and replaced. So maybe people thought, as they look at the GOP plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, and maybe its chances aren't so good, that they're not going to get that and they're not going to get the tax cuts that he's been promising. As you look at the stocks individually, which ones saw the biggest drops?
Yeah, I think that this is a dose of reality. Governing's hard, right? And they're starting to play hardball in Washington. The biggest hit we saw was really in bank stocks. But remember, those were the ones that rallied the hardest. 9 of the top names lost about $80 billion in value yesterday. That was a big reversal. And it's on that worry that we might not get the tax cuts, maybe some of the regulation rollback may be slowing down. We've got the Federal Reserve as it. So that was hit. We also saw the healthcare sector down. Stocks like Caterpillar, which would benefit from infrastructure, also seeing weakness. But it was broader than that, Jeremy. We also saw big tech names moving lower, car companies moving lower. So that tells me that, again, it's back to this, you know, let's take some money off the table. Let's take a breath here and reevaluate what's going on. So it was pretty broad-based. The question is, now, do we see people step in and use this as an opportunity, or do we see a more severe correction on real concerns about what's happening in Washington? I think the jury's still out on that.
Well, and at the same time, you've got the Fed saying not too long ago that things are good and they're going to raise rates as a result of that. Where are people putting their money right now?
This is a little tricky. We did see some safe haven flight into bonds, some looking at corporate bonds, given how strong company balance sheets look. But there is worry about what the Fed's doing. And frankly, people aren't sure whether this is, you know, what exactly is going on with equity. So I think that you're seeing a lot of people keeping their powder dry, moving into cash, and perhaps waiting for a little bit more of an attractive point to get back in on U.S. stocks, especially if they miss that first rally. Not everybody participated in that post-election rally, and some managers and investors have been looking for a chance to get back in at cheaper levels. So I think a lot of people may be sitting on the sideline right now.
And the drop that we saw yesterday, by the way, just briefly, did ripple around the world, right?
It did. It was a global sell-off. But listen, we have a lot of different global worries, not only terrorism, which is playing out. We have Europe facing tough elections. We have increasing tension surrounding North Korea. So there's plenty to worry global investors when they start to hit that sell button.
Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks as always.
Always good to be here. Thanks.